Vance vindicated, British police doorstep grandma after criticizing leftist lawmakers on social media. By Kurt Sindelka on February 25, 2025. Britain's speech police have come under fire yet again after they showed up at a grandmother's doorstep to give her advice after criticizing left-wing politicians on social media. 54-year-old school administrator and grandmother Helen Jones said that she was frightened into considering keeping quiet about her political beliefs after officers from the Greater Manchester Police showed up at her door last week over her mild-mannered calls for the resignation of local Labour councillor David Sedgwick. Councillor Sedgwick was involved in the WhatsApp scandal in Britain, which resulted in the sacking of former Health Minister Andrew Gwynn, who was accused of posting racist and sexist remarks in a group chat. In response to a letter posted by Sedgwick from an elderly constituent complaining about poor garbage collection, Gwynn reportedly opined that it wouldn't matter as hopefully she would be dead by the next election. Outraged, Mrs. Jones took to Facebook, where she posted of Sedgwick, "Let's hope he does the decent thing and resigns. I somehow think his ego won't allow it." In another post, she said, "Not looking good for Councillor Sedgwick." Despite admitting that the grandmother had not committed a crime, two plainclothes police officers appeared at her doorstep last Tuesday. Jones later received a phone call from a sergeant informing her that they had received a complaint about her posts on Facebook. Speaking to the Mail on Sunday, Mrs. Jones said, "It was actually quite scary. It made me think I best just keep quiet for the rest of my life, because you just can't say anything these days. I asked the police officer, 'Have I committed any sort of crime? Why did you call at my door?' They said, 'Someone has spoken to us about your social media posts.' I then said, 'If I don't take your advice and continue doing what I am doing, will I be committing a crime?' He said, 'No.' I then asked, 'What will you do about it?' He said, 'There's not a lot we can do, we are just giving you advice.'" She went on to claim that her neighbors had not received a police visit after reporting actual crimes, but that she had been doorstepped by the police within 48 hours of a complaint being made about her social media posts. "I'm living my life day to day, law-abiding. And then suddenly I've got the police at the door showing a warrant card," Jones said. The incident came just days after U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance lambasted the British and other European governments for failing to uphold freedom of speech. British columnist Alison Pearson, who was also doorstepped by police over her own social media posts, said, "Unfortunately, the time has now come for members of the public to take legal action against the police. We may not want to, but they leave us no choice. Police are harassing innocent people and contravening their free speech rights. J.D. Vance was right. We have lost our way." Former policeman Harry Miller, who founded the Free Speech Fair Cop campaign group, added that Mrs. Jones's treatment flies in the face of our freedoms, and it's wrong. That's far more akin to a European police force, or even worse, a Stasi police force. A spokesman for the Greater Manchester Police said, "We spoke to the woman for 6 minutes to advise she was the subject of a complaint of harassment and to answer any questions she may have. No further action is necessary as no crime has been committed. We are under a duty to inform her that she is the subject of a complaint." The genuine threats that have been made to local councillors recently have meant it has been more necessary to ensure all reports are looked at. On this day, officers were making 203 arrests for crimes like assault, burglary and rape. Tackling these priorities are why the complaint was dealt with 2 days after it was reported. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.